Chazor zeichen nishe bachachas v'shag v'am yehudim zeichen v'nachas daf samach hey. Zok the Mishnah, how would they cut the barley for the yomer? The shluchim abezim would go out on Erev Pesach and tie the barley into bundles that were still attached to the ground, so that would be easier to cut. At the night going into the second day of Pesach, which is when the barley was cut, all the people of the cities nearby would gather near the field so that the barley be cut with a lot of fanfare. But Roivam, the person who would be cutting the barley would ask the people, has the sun set? The people would say yes. He would again repeat the question, has the sun set? They would say yes. He would then ask, should I cut with this sickle? They would say yes. He would again repeat, should I cut with this sickle? They would say yes. He would ask, should I use this box? They would say yes. He would repeat, should I use this box? They would say yes. If it was Shabbos, he said, should I cut even though it's Shabbos? They would say yes. Again and again, should I cut even though it's Shabbos? And he would say, they would say yes. He would then ask, should I cut now? So the people would say yes. He says again, should I cut now? And he would again, they would again say yes. Each question and answer was actually repeated three times, Dr. Mishnah. Now, why did we have to do all this, all these questions? Mar says, because it was occurred by Susim, who would say that the Omer should not be done until the first Motzah Shabbos after the first day of Pesach. We therefore wanted to make it known to all with a big pomp and circumstance that we're not following the view of the by Susim. Zakhar Mar Brice says, these are the days that one may not fast, and some of them one may also not make a hesped. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the eighth day of Nisan, because the Karban Tumah was correctly established during that time, and therefore one may not even make a hesped. From the eighth day of Nisan until after Pesach, one may not make a hesped, because the Yom Tov of Shavuos was firmly established. From Rosh Chodesh until the eighth day, the Tumah was established in that the Tzedukim dashed the Psukim to allow private donation of the Karban Tumah. The Rabbanim bested them and established that it must come from the Tzibur's fund. From the eighth until after Pesach was also considered the Yom Tov, because the Rabbanim bested the Baisusim regarding the halacha of when to begin counting the Omer, which results in the arriving of the proper time of Shavuos. The Baisusim said it begins on the Matzah Shabbos following the first day of Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, what's your basis for saying this? One elder man over there said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Yidden. So he set up Shavuos to always fall on a Sunday, so that it should always follow Shabbos. You have 2 days to relax, Shabbos and followed by Sunday of Shavuos. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, if you're correct, then Moshe went against Hashem's will just because of his love for the Eden, then why didn't he just take the Eden straight to Eretz Yisrael? Why did he have them wander around 40 years in the Midbar? He could have made it to Eretz Yisrael in 11 days from Mitzrayim. The elder said, is that really how you're going to dismiss my claim? Rabbi Yochanan said, the real reason is based on the Psukim. One pasuk says we count the Omer for 50 days, which suggests that we start on any day of the week, not just a Sunday. Another pasuk says we count 7 complete weeks, which suggests that we begin counting on a Sunday. So we have to understand this contradiction by saying the first pasuk discusses a year in which Pesach fell out at some point during the week. Second pasuk discusses a year in which Pesach fell out on a Shabbos. The Brisa continues. Rabbi Eliezer said that we don't need Rabbi Yochanan's proof to refute the Bais Susim. The pasuk regarding the counting of the Omer says Tisbar Loch, which teaches that the counting is up to the decision of Bezin based on when they decide to make the new month. The words Mimachar HaShabbos must therefore mean the day after Yom Tov, because the day after Shabbos is not something that's determined by Bezin. It's Yom Tov that's determined by Bezin through their deciding of when Rosh Chodesh should be. The Rashi continues, Rabbi Shua says, the Pasuk says to count days and make holy the Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk similarly says to count Omer and make holy the day of Shuas. Just as we know when we begin counting the new month, the beginning of the counting of the Omer must be also an easily identifiable time, which is the 16th of Nisan, not the Sunday after Yom Tov, since that can fall out on different dates every year, and therefore that would not be what is meant by the Pasuk. Rashi continues, Rabbi Shmuel says there's a requirement to bring the Omer on Pesach and to bring the Shtei Lechem on Shuas. Just like when the Shtei Lechem is brought at the beginning of the Shuas, so to the Omer has to be brought at the beginning of the Pesach. Rashi continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says the Pasuk regarding Omer says Shabbos. The Pasuk regarding Shtei Lechem says Shabbos. This teaches that just as Shuas falls out immediately after the last week of the counting of the Omer, so to Pesach must be immediately preceding the starting of the counting of the Omer.